when we started our jiu-jitsu training in the early days in Brazil, the purpose always was to make you a better human being, to make sure that you know how to defend yourself. Consequently, the moment that you believe in yourself, life will change for you. You will start doing things that you never thought you would be able to, because you're not afraid anymore. You learn how to deal with fear. We never emphasize jiu-jitsu because, oh, I have a tournament that's going to happen 6 months from now. A tournament hardly existed. We did a bunch, but was never the purpose of our training at all. And we grew up is to make you have a great lifestyle, to be healthier, to like yourself, to be confident, you know, to be a better person in general, which we use jiu-jitsu as a beginning of that transformation in all human beings. When I say to some of you guys in the school, man, if you lose a little weight, your jiu-jitsu is going to be a lot better. But in reality, your life is going to be a lot better. If you believe in yourself here, you're going to be able to pass his guard. But in reality, if you believe in yourself, your life will be better. And that's why we call jiu-jitsu lifestyle, because the jiu-jitsu is the words that we use to make the change in people. Fast forward, the tournament, which is something incredible and amazing, became so big around the world. The tournament exposed jiu-jitsu in a way also that we could never even imagine. You have those events today that you have thousands of people competing. But what happened is a lot of the schools that grew up or born into the tournament era, I don't think they lived the lifestyle of jiu-jitsu or understand the purpose of jiu-jitsu. They have a lot of athletes, a lot of great athletes, but all the schools are very mechanic, which I'm not saying is better or worse, it's just the way it is. I think our school, and I would say the difference of a lot of people that originate in Brazil to have the schools is, man, we're not learning jiu-jitsu. We lived our life with jiu-jitsu. And a lot of people now, they're learning that mechanic of jiu-jitsu. And I think with all the technology that we have today, evidently a lot of great guys that are out there, great competitors, great instructors, amazing schools, but not every school is the same. And one thing for sure is the technology and the whole process of speed up the learning process, the challenge that I have today is it's kind of people can get a higher rank in their belts today, which I think mechanic they're ready for, but maybe on their mind they're not ready for. What I mean is I have a book which has 20 chapters. People read the first two chapters and they think now they're expert. I mean, don't get me wrong, they are very good and that mechanic, but I don't think they have a life, they lived enough in jiu-jitsu to understand certain points. When a student show up in your school, he has whatever personal challenge. As an instructor, I want to make sure that I am prepared to help this person. It's not just throwing him on the mat. Hey, man, have a tournament in 6 months. I think you can do it. And not is the purpose of everyone comes to jiu-jitsu tournament. They just want to improve themselves in certain areas, or losing weight, or be less aggressive, or be more aggressive, or I'm afraid of so many things and become more confident in themselves. I think the major difference today is this, is too fast. And I don't think people enjoy as much as we did.
That's a great point.
Keep in mind, man, we have somebody, we see a technique and somebody does in our class. And we're trying to like, man, how, even the person who did the technique doesn't remember. We have to figure out, man, you hold over here, you hold over there. It's like 10 people trying to figure out and develop this movement. It's not something that you can go fast forward in the videos today. It was a lot more focus into the technique. And today's everything becomes to be a lot easier. But I think it's, the idea is if you go to a university today, how long it takes for you to get your degree? 4 years? It's like someone goes there 1 year and now I can be a doctor. Good. I don't want to hire this guy as a doctor. You know, and that's basically what happened to a lot of schools. Are a lot of people go there too fast, and sometimes it takes time for them to kind of catch up in their lifelong jiu-jitsu. And I mean, I don't think people should be hurry up to be promoted or just to say I'm a higher belt. No, I think you should just learn jiu-jitsu and understand the benefits of jiu-jitsu and enjoy more than worry about my ranking.
Now that you touched that subject, I know the subject of ranking could be